And now our weekly digest of what the critics are saying about this week's new movie releases as compiled by the online magazine Slate. Here is Mark Jordan Ligon with Summary Judgment.
Starting things off in wide release, we have Steve Martin attempting to fill the shoes of the late great Peter Sellers in The Pink Panther. Martin stars as the legendary bumbling French Inspector Clouseau. Beyoncé Knowles and Kevin Kline also star.
Don't you find it a bit of a coincidence that the body fell perfectly within the chalk outline on the floor?
I think they drew the chalk outline later.
Ah! We are dealing with some kind of mastermind.
The critics are fairly split on The Panther. Even though the Wall Street Journal says this slapdash farce sustains a baseline of goodwill that often spikes into delight at Martin's beguiling nonsense, many of the detractors agree with the New York Times, which sniffs, much of The Pink Panther feels like trying on old clothes that no longer fit. Next up also in wide release is the action thriller Firewall. Harrison Ford stars as a bank security expert who is forced to find a flaw in his own system and steal $100 million after a criminal mastermind kidnaps his family. I tried something like this once and all I got was free checking. Paul Bettany and Virginia Madsen also star.
I want to know what you want, and I want to know now.
Beth, I need you to talk to your husband who listens to you. I need you to make him understand that if he doesn't do exactly as I ask, I will kill you and your two children.
Most of the nation's critics shrug, been there, done that. Entertainment Weekly says, if you feel like you've seen it before, it's because you have. And The Hollywood Reporter advises, the amount of enjoyment one gets out of Firewall depends on one's tolerance for watching thugs terrify an innocent family for most of the movie. And finally, we close with the animated children's film Curious George. A classic storybook character loved by generations is finally brought to the big screen with Will Ferrell providing the voice of the man in the yellow hat. Drew Barrymore and Joan Plowright also provide voices, but not as George. He stays silent, as he should.
Oh, a monkey. Hey there, little guy. Can I have my hat, please? I kind of need my hat. Sun's hot and I freckle. Not the good kind either. I blotch. So please, my hat?
The nation's critics say, take the kiddies and relax. The New York Times gushes, with top drawer voice talent and old-fashioned two-dimensional animation that echoes the simple colors and shapes of the book, Curious George is an unexpected delight. And the Seattle Post-Intelligencer adds, what a rare pleasure to see a classic book adapted for the screen and walk out feeling neither bored, offended, nor outraged. Now look, I have kids and we enjoy the books, but you have to admit, the ridiculous plots are always the same. The man in the yellow hat takes the monkey somewhere and then says, now George, I'm going to leave you alone for about 10, 15 minutes with all these priceless antiques. Come on, he knows George is obsessive compulsive. Let's be honest, the man in the yellow hat is nothing more than an enabler, all right? An enabler.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living in Los Angeles. Our program is produced by Chip Grabo and edited by John Buckley. The director is Shireen Meraji. The production staff includes Steve Proffitt, Catherine Fox, Rob Sachs, Sky Rode, Neil Carruth, Crystal Smith, Megan Larson, and Jacob Conrad. The editors are Martha Little, Alicia Montgomery, and Slate's Andy Bowers. Our technical director is Carlos Asensio, with engineer Sean Corey Campbell. The Day-to-Day theme was composed by Greg Smith. Executive producer is Jeff Rogers. Day-to-Day is a production of NPR News with Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.